Hi, neighbors. It's a sad day for Miss Linda and myself. The closing of Mr. Mike's neighborhood is my failed effort to create community, neighborhoods, and neighbors within Lafayette Place Mobile Home Park. We could be considered an experiment since neighborhood associations are not typically found in mobile home parks, and it was a program that Sun Communities and Park Management would never allow to succeed. But after 2.5 years of self-funding, after fighting for the rights of our neighbors, after trying to convince Sun Communities and Park Management to take care of our seniors and handicapped, to keep our community safe, and invest our hard-earned rent money to make our park the gem it should be, we found that Sun Communities would not only never allow the association to succeed, but would never consider or allow our requests for a better environment and a better quality of life for our neighbors. Why? Because Sun Communities does not want to set a precedent where residents think they can form an association, or heaven forbid know anything that's going on in their community, in any of their other properties. We are nothing more or nothing less than renters to Sun Communities and Park Management. They will never allow us to make this our home, and that's exactly the way we'll be treated. An association for the community. Mr. Mike's neighborhood was never meant to be a program to give myself and Miss Linda something to do in our retirement. It was never meant to be totally financed by ourselves, and never meant to be an association where we were the only members making decisions. It was meant to be a community effort with community involvement. But after 2.5 years, it never happened that way, and I can't assume it ever will. We were on our own. But before you start thinking I'm blaming the community's lack of involvement that caused Mr. Mike's neighborhood to close down, Sun Communities and Park Management would never have let it succeed to the extent it was meant. On several occasions, I asked Sun Communities if they would help us with a little donation. They didn't refuse us, they just wouldn't even respond, which is the way they handled most of my communications. I asked Sun Communities if they would provide us a dispensation from their strict rules so that we could walk on your property and knock on your door without getting permission first. They refused. On windy days when Miss Linda and I would take our walks, if we saw your door was unlatched and banging against your railing, we wanted to close it. But we weren't even allowed to walk on your property to close it, saving you additional expense when your window shattered. These are just several ways they planned on stopping us. They knew I would get tired of doing it, get frustrated, run out of money, or die first. They never gave 1 ounce of caring for what they were doing to me physically, mentally, or emotionally. It was their professional way of treating a resident in good standing. In fact, it was their plan right from day one. Sun Communities put a wedge between ourselves and Park Management when they mandated that they were not allowed to acknowledge, endorse, or communicate with the association. That's when Dale, who was our park manager at the time, and Nicolette, who was our park office manager, began to spread lies about us. Both Dale and Nicolette pelted me with citations, invading my privacy by taking pictures of me, and proceeded with their plan to harass and humiliate me. But we need to remember before we totally blame our park management that every mandate came directly from Sun Communities. It was the beginning of their fear tactics, not just for us, but toward the entire community. Without Sun Communities and Park Management's support, the association was destined to fail. And they knew it. A new beginning. So, where do we go from here? First, please remember that Mr. Mike's neighborhood is not just an association name. It's an ideology that promotes community, neighborhoods, philanthropy, and caring for your neighbors. Though the association is in a reorganization stage, the principles that we promote on a daily basis will never stop. We will continue to be Mr. Mike or Miss Linda, and we will continue to practice what we preach, being good neighbors. The Smile and Wave program, along with our Hey Neighbor program, were our signature efforts. Anytime myself and Miss Linda are sitting out front, we will continue to welcome you and our guests back into the community, and wish you safe travels when you leave with a smile and wave. I know that some of you probably got tired of waving so often, but the bottom line is you still did, because it is the respect we showed each other as good neighbors. We will no longer be taking donations of food, clothing, toys, and books, so the free children's library and the free food pantry will be dismantled and sold to help pay off some association bills. We became serious proponents of repurposing items you'd normally throw or give away so that our neighbors could still take advantage of them. You may not want to be around when I tear it down, since it won't be a happy occasion. We will be eliminating the Porch Pirate Pickup Program, which was meant to keep our community safer by not welcoming thieves into our park to steal your packages. We could have eliminated package theft by 100% if Sun Communities and park management would have promoted it. But since they have no concern regarding keeping our community safe, they would not promote a program where residents would think they are actually helping you. Helping you is not the reason Sun Communities buys mobile home parks. It's strictly for greed. As far as the newsletter goes, it was by far the greatest gift I could give you. My goal was to try to inspire you with quotes and provide you with valuable information. But honestly, I don't know if anyone actually read it. I would only put 5 newsletters on the post in front of my home, and at the end of the month, there were still 5 there. Even when I mailed them out, I don't know if anyone even opened the envelope. But for those neighbors who do read them, I'll continue to write and you'll find them on the website and the post in front of my home. The website and domain name are all paid for the rest of the year, so I'll keep them up and then redirect it to www.mobilehomeresident.com. We will also be eliminating our certificates of appreciation for beautiful gardens, Christmas decorations, and other holiday events. I figured we have given over 120 certificates since we started, and only 2 neighbors actually said thank you. I think it's just another program that wasn't fully appreciated for its sincerity and caring. But it's not just that. I feel that most of our neighbors may have never had anyone that cared about them this much and just didn't know how to react to these feelings of appreciation. We will no longer be an advocate for our neighbors who are having issues with Sun Communities and park management. As an association, we would fight for our neighbors with management, but you will now have to endure their incompetence on your own since we are now residents just like you. I tried to have our first community picnic. We only had 26 neighbors who said they'd be there. I tried to sue Sun Communities for breach of contract. We only had 12 neighbors who signed on. I wanted to let the community provide an anonymous vote of confidence to Mr. Mike's neighborhood. Only 8 neighbors wanted us to stay. So it seems that Sun Communities and park management did their job successfully in making it impossible for us to succeed. We are not going away. But all is not lost. As a good neighbor, myself and Miss Linda will never turn away a neighbor in need. You are still welcome to call me personally if you need some help or advice. We will still promote the ideology that Mr. Mike's neighborhood has promoted all along. Or, you can try to call the office, that is if the office is even open or anyone answers the phone. Park management strictly follows 2 rules. If a neighbor comes to the office to ask for help, they will typically respond with, "It's your responsibility." And the reason you won't get any help, especially if you are a homeowner, is their philosophy of, if we help one, then we have to help them all. This statement was told to me by 2 management employees with exactly the same words. So you have to believe that this philosophy is totally promoted by Sun Communities. Fear and retaliation. Over the past week, those who believed in Mr. Mike's neighborhood wanted to sign up for the class action lawsuit, but were afraid that park management and Sun Communities would retaliate against them. Some said they were afraid of even associating with us in fear of retaliation. So, after explaining to our community how I was treated over the past 2.5 years, I can understand why. But much of the fear comes from not knowing what to expect when living in a mobile home park. But there's hope. Marion Williamson said, "Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us." We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine, as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. I hope that in some way, Mr. Mike's neighborhood has exemplified the sentiments of Ms. Williamson and even helped some of our neighbors let their light shine. I'm giving you another great gift. Mr. Mike's neighborhood isn't totally going away. Let's say we're reorganizing. The concepts of community, neighborhoods and neighbors will remain as long as Miss Linda and I breathe. And as the concept we started was great, I'm creating 2 things that I think are even better. Mobilehomeresident.com. Have you ever wondered why park management sends absolutely no communication to our neighbors? The main reason is that they do not want any transparency on their part, and heaven forbid, having the neighbors knowing what they're doing within our community. They don't want our neighbors thinking for themselves and making their own decisions. If they keep you in the dark, typically that's where you'll stay in fear. The Dalai Lama stated, "A lack of transparency results in distrust and a deep sense of insecurity." I created the website of all websites when it comes to transparency. After 2.5 years of dealing with Sun Communities and park management on a personal level, I've thought of every possible question and concern a mobile home resident would have. I currently have over 95 articles where you'll find the answers you're looking for. And if you can't find an answer to your issue, just let me know your question, and I'll have an article on the website within 24 hours. Though our current site will remain, you need to start visiting mobilehomeresident.com and begin your research, which will hopefully eliminate some of the fear and anticipation you may be experiencing. Most of you have seen my beautiful property when the plants are in full bloom. It shouldn't be limited to just myself, but shared with the entire community. Though I'll be dismantling the free children's library and the free food pantry, I'll be creating a beautiful area where you can sit and enjoy the scenery. When you're stressed and need to get away for a bit, you can come and sit for a while and take your mind off your issues. It will be a wonderful gift that everyone can enjoy. A final thought. So, just because the association has run out of money doesn't mean we're giving up on you. Over the past several weeks, we have had neighbors talk with Miss Linda and myself on how much they appreciate and have benefited from our services. So, let's look at this as more of a reorganization than a total dismantling. I've ordered a new sign for my window to promote the new website and Mr. Mike's neighborhood, which will hopefully help mobile home residents around the country learn more about the mobile home industry and eliminate many of their fears and concerns.